fuck a duck. Speechless, with nothing to say. We're doing a drinking game.
Oh, fuck.
You're listening to Sam.
No.
And I was full scale, like 22, and I was like, yup, cradle snatching, Auckland Zoo missing their cougar, you're in the hot seat.
Ooh, fire round.
If someone doesn't want to be with you, why would you want to be with them?
Welcome back to another episode of Sass with Cass.
All right, guys, welcome back to Sass with Cass.
Welcome back to Sass with Cass.
Welcome back to Sass with Cass, and welcome to 2024. Happy New Year. I hope you had the most fantastic silly season with your friends, your family, your loved ones, and I hope you are so fucking ready to get into this new year, because I am so ready. 2023 was one of the best years of my life, hands down, and I know this year is going to be even better. So I thought, what better way to start the new year than to hit you with a podcast on something I'm really, really passionate about, I think, which is goal setting. If you're close to me, if you know me, it's probably pretty unlikely you haven't survived without at least living with me, without me sitting you down and making you map out your goals and write your goals and tell me what direction you're heading in. And I love supporting people to achieve their dreams. It's something that I'm so passionate about, and I hope that for everyone who's close to me, they know how much I believe in them and I believe in myself. And to extend that love and that passion of mine, I want to share some things that I share with my close friends and family, with you all, because you're my friends and family too. So let's be successful, let's be productive, let's slay 2024. I'm almost a little bit scared to say this, but actually a big goal for me for 2024 is to record one podcast a week. I'm thinking about like getting sticky notes. I saw Crystal, one of my friends, she's doing 75 hard. She did sticky notes for each day down her wall. And I think I might do that. Like, there's 52 weeks in the year, I think. Hopefully there's not 53. Surely it's 52. And doing one sticky note for each week and ripping that bitch off when I record one. So let's see if that happens. Hold me to it. Slap me, tickle me, hit me, make me record. I love recording. It's something I'm passionate about. So that's a goal for me to start this whole thing off. Anyway, I hope you're excited. Let's jump into it. No more intro. I hope the sound quality is okay. This is my first time recording in Australia. My big update is that I live here now. So lots to catch up on, as you can tell. So hopefully it's all right. I'm sure Matt will tell me if it's not all right. Anyway, let's slay the year, fam. Okay, why should you listen to me? Testimony. This is, it's like that Subway ad, like, lose 10,000 inches if you eat Subway. Why should you listen to me? Why does this matter? What are my qualifications with this? I saw the most results I have ever seen with goal setting, whatever you want to call it, goal setting, manifestation, intentions, routine, whatever, the most success ever in 2023 than I ever have. So I basically had 5 goals. I achieved every single one of them, bar one. One is like halfway done, but I'm really proud of myself, because I was looking back on the year and it was kind of like tick, tick, tick. So I thought I'd read you my goals. This is a bit intimate, but I think it'll be helpful. So some of the goals I had in my notes was build my dream life, build my dream body, move overseas and travel freely supporting myself, leave my job to work for myself, be in a committed, loving, passionate relationship. I wanted to travel more. I wanted to finish my 3rd book. And then from those goals, I kind of had like micro mini goals. Like, I kind of broke it out. Like, one of them was like be on a billboard. One of them was buying my dream suitcase. I really wanted a Rimowa suitcase. Yada, yada. Like, showing up in my feminine energy. I kind of had more sort of like smaller goals off those. But apart from the fact that I haven't finished my 3rd book fully, it's halfway done. I have started it. Like, significantly started it. It's 50% done. I literally ticked all of those off. So this is the closest I've ever felt to my dream body. I've lost over 15 kgs since 2019. I, in this last year, found the most success ever with the gym, consistency in the gym, building muscle, building my strength, my stamina, feeling good. I remember my biggest goal for the gym was to be able to wear a sports bra and leggings. And I am not kidding. I confidently wear a sports bra and leggings every single day. And I love that goal because I could literally have put on a sports bra and leggings at any weight with any body. But the reason that that was a goal for me is because I wanted to feel like so good and so confident in it, you know? So smashed it, like 100%. So many people have been like, you've lost so much weight, you look so different, blah, blah, blah. I've done it healthily. I haven't starved myself. I've been eating really good food, prioritizing protein. And I think this year I lost probably around 4 to 5, maybe 6 kgs. Last year I lost about another 5, the year before another 5. So I've done it really slowly and gradually. But I basically hit my goal weight this year. I moved overseas, so I moved to Australia, which was a huge goal for me. At the beginning of the year, I went on a trip to Australia, and I was actually walking around Noosa, and I was like, oh my god, I could live here. Ended up meeting my current boyfriend, and yeah, we're together, and we became together from that trip. Literally, I was on holiday, and the rest is history. Met him here, started doing long distance, did long distance all year. Which is so funny that we did long distance because such a goal for me was traveling more. I ended up catching 20 flights in 2023. Listen to that. 20 flights in 2023. I didn't travel the whole of COVID. And I had the pleasure this year of going to Bali, Sydney, Noosa, Brisbane, Byron Bay, Gold Coast, lots of Aussie. It was my year of Australia and then I ended up moving here. The other thing I was able to do is I shifted from my full-time job and contract to be on a casual contract to give myself more flexibility. I was able to pick up my own work for myself and just learning. I think a really big goal for me is being able to work with flexibility, which I achieved this year. A dream I had for myself this year was to be in a super passionate, loving, fantastic relationship, which I am so fortunate that that did happen for me this last year, which is one of the greatest blessings of my life ever, and was just such an adventure, and we've able to do so many fun things together, and I'm just so happy, like truly just over the moon and so in love. So that was a really incredible blessing and manifestation that came true for me. So it's just, it was a really, really good year. And I made a vision board vision boards are just like, I don't know, they're so like fucking, I don't know, like controversial almost. I made a vision board, and when I tell you guys, so many things came true off that vision board. I can't even fucking believe it. Like even like weird, nuanced, random things. Like I had this photo of a couple kissing in a pool in Bali. And my boyfriend, our first kiss, was in a pool in Bali. Like, these really random things came true of it. So, those are my credentials. This is why I feel qualified to talk to you about how to slay 2024. Because I really feel like I did slay 2023. I really feel like I'm the closest I've ever been to my being, having my dream life. I was someone who, I had a crippling eating disorder. I would make myself sick every day. I had immense anxiety, body image issues, and I was really unhappy in life. I was unhappy with what I look like. I was unhappy with who I was. I was super easily triggered. I projected everything onto other people. I took no accountability, and I have literally completely transformed. I'm the most confident I've ever been, the happiest I've ever been, the most strong in myself that I've ever been. I'm able to communicate. I've got good boundaries. I've got great people around me, friends I love, family I love. I'm doing ballsy things like moving to Australia, putting myself out there, and I'm nowhere near where I would like to be with a lot of things, but I'm just so proud of how far I've come. And I think that the tools that I'm going to share with you is what helped me. And so my intention with this is really to help you create your dream life and have your most successful year ever. Okay, so how did I do this? How did I achieve these things? How have I gotten here? And what am I doing for 2024? How can you do them? How can you slay 2024? So the first thing that I credit my success from last year and is something I'm bringing forward to this year is I knew what I wanted. It sounds so simple, but it is so crucial. Every year, Lauren, my best friend and I sit Lauren down and I force her to do a reflection of 2023 and some goals for 2024. And we've done it for the last 4 years in a row. And at the start, Lauren was kind of just humoring me. And now it's become something that we look forward to. I'm saying we, I hope she looks forward to it. But she messaged me at the end of this last year and she was like, you know, Cass, I achieved every single thing I wrote down with you. And I was like, dude, same. Like, I'm literally so proud of myself. I'm looking at this list and I'm just going tick, tick, tick. And when we were having our reflection, I asked Lauren as part of our 2023 reflection, the question, what was the main lesson she learned from this last year? And her answer was so profound. I haven't stopped thinking about it. She said to me that the top thing she learned in 2023 was that if you pick a target, you'll probably hit it. And I sat there and I listened to that and I was like, wow. And I wanted to share that with you guys because I think that's so well put. If you pick a target, you'll probably hit it. It's just like, it's the truest thing. Like, if you think about life as if you're aiming an arrow and going for a target and releasing it versus someone who's just walking around and going, oh, I hope I have a good year. If you pick a thing, if you pick move to Australia, write a book, start a podcast, get a promotion, get a raise, do this trip, get your driver's license, anything. If you pick a thing, if you pick a target, you're probably going to hit it. And that doesn't mean it doesn't come without work. It doesn't mean you have to put the work in, you have to put the action in 100%. But I think it is so important to know where you're steering your ship. And the reason I say that is because obviously, as this year progresses, you're not going to be as inspired as you maybe are in the start of January. Life's going to hit. You're going to need to help people. You're going to get into that zone that I like to call the to-do list zone, where you kind of just wake up and you're living life like, do this, do this, do this, do this. And you're not taking the time to sit and reflect and connect and actually tune into yourself and act with intention. You're going to be living surface level. So if you've got your goals, if you've got your target, if you know where you want to hit the arrow, when the moments come where you lose it and you lose momentum and you lose the drive and you lose the motivation and you're not taking the action and you're distracted, and whether that lasts a day, a week, a month, 3 months, the point is, if you know what you want, if you know where you want to go, even if you're in hell, you'll know what your heaven is. And that is the beauty of setting yourself up for success, setting intentions and setting goals, is you know eventually where you want your boat to dock, even if you're in the deepest river. Whereas in those moments when you're off course and you are in that storm and you are in that deep water, if you don't have something to hold on to, you kind of forget who you are. And this, I really chalk a lot of my success up this year to the fact that I had the ability to remind myself of what I really wanted, right? Like, I could open that notes app in my phone immediately. 2023 goals, I'm looking at them right here, that I read them out to you. I open that note weekly, minimum weekly, maybe even daily, maybe every second day. And I have them listed right there. And I've literally got top goals and I have those circles, you know, the ones that you can like tick, like the so satisfying. So I had like top goals, and then I broke down those top goals. So like travel, for instance, and I wrote top places I wanted to travel, blah, blah, blah. So I was more specific underneath, but I could just open that note and I could see it. I could look at my vision board. I could see it. I could go onto my computer. I see the digital version of my vision board. Like I go into my diary and I have my goals written down. Even if I 100% had weeks, I didn't achieve a single fucking thing. And I got to the end of the week and I saw all my dream goals and habits written on the left-hand side. I felt like an idiot. That happened heaps all the time. But even if you're doing like what you should be doing 50% of the time, 10% of the time, 20% of the time, you're probably 99% ahead of the rest of the population. So that's the number one way I slayed 2023, and I want you to slay 2024. I want you to know what you want. Okay? Know what you want. You to do that, you're going to need to journal. You're going to need to write this down. You're going to need to get clear. Okay? The second way to slay 2024, simplify. Simplify, people. I think when you're in these zones, you're like listening to this, you're obviously interested in self-betterment, you're like, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do that. It's so, I don't know about you guys, when I have that feeling of like, I want to do this, 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 I do nothing. Like, this is, like, I do nothing. I do nothing. I'm like, oh my God, I want to write a book, I want to write a podcast, I want to blah, blah, blah. And what do I do? Nothing. It's almost like it's just too overwhelming. I just put the entire thing down and I just walk to the left, you know, just like everything goes to the right and I go to the left. And fair enough, because it's not, when you overcomplicate and you're too busy, there's nothing you can action, there's nothing that makes sense, there's nothing that's like clear and simple and easy to do. It's just like blah, and it's overwhelming. And it's those moments where you look at the whole mountain and you think, how the fuck am I going to climb up that, rather than thinking step by step. I'm not kidding. Like, I truly am not kidding. I think about this all the time. Every single time I have achieved something massive in my life, writing a book, launching this podcast, getting a great job, whatever it is, every single time, it's because I have had one intention. One. I've had one focus. And literally even me saying that on the microphone annoys me. It annoys me to my core. It annoys me so fucking much, because I'm the person who wants to, my goal is, I'm going to be at the gym in 10,000 steps, and I'm going to eat more protein, I'm going to write every day, I'm going to record my podcast every day, I'm going to do this, I'm going to release an online course, I'm going to travel around the world, blah, blah, blah. I'm that person. I want to do all that. If God could wave his wand and let me do all that, I would love that. But I know, and it often comes with sacrifice. And it can even be sacrificing things that are kind of good for you. Hopefully not. Hopefully your habits are built in that strong. But like, there have been moments where I've been so obsessed in a project I'm releasing, I haven't gone to the gym in a month. And I'm not saying that's like great or the answer. I'm just saying that's kind of my truth. So reflecting on it, simplifying is a key way to slay 2024. It's a key way that I slayed 2023. With those goals, yes, when I read them out, I kind of had five to seven, I'd say. But in reality, I was actually kind of just focusing on one at a time. And I almost broke it into like 3 month like categories. Like, there was really a time where I was like getting to know my boyfriend, and that was kind of a focus for me, and like doing trips and stuff. And then there was really a time where I was like working on moving to Australia. There was like really a time where I was working on my work. So seasons of life. And I just really want to communicate that, because I think it's where a lot of us fuck up, is putting, it's like having a menu when you've got too many things to order off. You will get so much further focusing on one thing than you will get focusing on fucking 20 things at once. Trust me. So you can have everything you want, but you can't have it all at once. Pick the thing you most want. Pick 5 or so goals. Pick one and go after it with everything you have. That's my biggest piece of advice. I think if you're doing that and you've got the correct amount of output, you cannot fail. You know, you really cannot fail. Okay, the third way that you are going to slay in 2024 is tracking your progress. Tracking yourself and your goals is so important, guys. Oh my gosh, I've been having so many conversations about it this week. I don't really mind how you want to do it, but you need to do it. Because if the only way that you're holding yourself accountable is in your own mind, you are basically destined to fail. Because when your alarm goes off and it's 6 a.m. and you don't want to wake up and you're tired as fuck, of course your brain's going to go, you don't need to go to the gym. You went to the gym on Saturday. You know, it's only Thursday. You can go tomorrow. You'll have more time tomorrow. You've just missed like 5 whole days of going to the gym because of that. Having the ability to look back on what you've done and how consistently and how to look forward to what you want to do will make the biggest difference in your life. So a few of my favorite ways, I have an app called Strong on my phone. I keep all my workouts there. I track every workout. I track what weights I lift, and I can scroll back the whole of last year and see every single workout I did. It's all saved there. It's so valuable. And when I go to the gym and I open my app, I can see how heavy I lifted in my last session. So I go to a squat. I see, okay, I lifted whatever, 70 kgs last week. So I know that that's my benchmark, that's my standard. Even if I feel tired, I know I need to at a minimum hit 70 and ideally push myself to 72 kgs, okay? So it's a very obvious measurement. If I didn't have that and I was just turning up at the gym, factors come in, you might have had a bad sleep, you had a bad day, you just don't feel like it, blah, blah, blah. And you lift lighter, you go, oh, you know, today I'll just do 40 kgs, you know, just do the movement, right? Not that there's anything necessarily wrong with that. My point is, like, you are not always going to be in the mood to achieve your dreams. You're not. You're not always going to be in the mood to achieve your goals. You're not always going to be in the mood to be who you want to be. You're going to need to force yourself. It's just the cold, hard truth. Like, you're going to need to move motivation to the side and focus on discipline. And when you can track yourself, that is like the key way that I ignite my discipline. I'm the kind of person where I go to the gym and I'm tired and I see 70 kgs. I'm like, bitch, I don't give a fuck. Like, you were lifting that. You know what I mean? So tracking your workouts, that's a really obvious example. Another one I have is I bought a little whiteboard and I write on my whiteboard. I've got it here next to me on the left-hand side. It's like daily goals. And I like write down, I'll be like, you know, morning walk or like 10,000 steps a day, 5 workouts a week, 1 podcast a week, 1 TikTok a day. God, that's not happening. Writing 30 minutes a day, also not happening. Journaling, daily gratitude, you know, cook every meal every day, blah, 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 whatever it is. And I go through each day and I tick which habit I've achieved. I am not kidding. There is nearly nothing that motivates me more than when I lie in my bed and I look at that fucking whiteboard and there's no ticks. And I'm just like, and that happens all the time. I'm not like, that happens all the fucking time. But sometimes I'll be sitting there and I'll go, you know what? I can easily do 5 minutes of daily gratitude. I can easily read 10 pages of my book. I can easily plan for tomorrow. Those core habits, that is the number one way I motivate myself to achieve things. If I didn't have that written down, so this third point of tracking your goals, it kind of comes also, I really want to also talk to you about writing things down, getting things out of your head. I'm such a believer of things not always being digital. I have digital, but then also like physically writing things down, physical whiteboard, physical vision board, to constantly remind yourself. Okay, and that's actually my fifth point of how to slay 2024 is the ability to constantly remind yourself of who you are and where you want to be going. It is so important, okay? So tracking on an app, tracking in a journal, like, you know, there's a lot of diaries now. I have a diary from Me Goals, I think, MI Goals. And you can write down your habits for the week. You can tick every day that you do them. You could write them in your diary, tick down in your diary. I used to do that just right at the bottom of the page, like your goals for the day. Having any sort of to-do list waking up, doing a to-do list, doing anything, any way you want to do this. If you're into fitness, do progress photos. My point is, this is so crucial. This is like, honestly, if you don't take anything else from this podcast other than this tip, tip number three, track your goals. Track your goals. Like, I think there's a, this is not going to be exact because I'm obviously like massively paraphrasing right now, but I think there was a statistic that said like 90, like people who wrote down their goals on a piece of paper were 90% more likely to hit them. And that circles all the way back to Lauren's point where she said, if you pick a target, you'll probably hit it. Great example. So fucking true. Track your fucking goals, people. Okay, I bounced on into it. Point number four, the ability to remind yourself of who you are and what you want and where you're going. I think it is so important to do check-ins, so to do a monthly check-in. The easiest way to structure this is at the end of the month, reflect on what you wanted to achieve, what you're going for this year, all your habits you're building, X, Y, Z. You can do this with a friend, you can do this by yourself. This is not going to take you very long. A really fun process, if you want to add some witchy woo-woo into this, is to do it with the full moon. Full moons are all about releasing, new moons are about intention setting. Full moons are very often at the end of our month. So you can do this, you could do this with the astrology of each month, you could do this with the full moon of each month, you could literally just do this on the 31st or 30th of each month. My point is having a small moment of check-in. Lauren and I, just to talk about her for the fucking 10th time in this podcast, we were saying like this year we'd actually really love to have like an end of month check-in with each other, just to have like an accountability buddy. You don't need to do that. You can also do that by yourself, but reflect. You know, that is really what I'm trying to get to you with this, is you need to be able to reflect on what you've done and what you've learned. And it's quite interesting because in my process of reflection and monthly reflections, this is something I was huge into. Like, I've lost it a little bit recently, but for kind of like 2020 to 2022, I was like the biggest monthly reflector. I do it every single month. And excuse me, I literally just burped. I'm not even going to stop. I burped again. It was so interesting to see the patterns that came up in my life. Like, for some reason, I'm always really inspired around Leo season. Like, I'd always be so into my creativity and my podcast and my writing and everything around Leo season, and like around Cancer season, I'd have more love in my life and whatnot. And I'm getting into an astrology route now, but whether or not you believe in that, you want to lean into that, whatever. The point is, you'll notice these patterns of things that have come up for you that month. And I really, you know, want to ask you to, when that's happening throughout the year, is like, question everything that's come up for you. Question everything that God is presenting to you or the universe is presenting to you, and ask yourself what it's teaching you. Like, sit there and lay your month out and think, what do these all have in common? What does this heartbreak, this problem with my boss, this blah, 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 what does this all have in common? What is this all trying to teach me? How is this all trying to get me closer to this version of success or this dream life that I'm aiming at? You know, have I achieved my goals? Have I achieved my habits? Why haven't I? What's been the biggest distraction for me? What's encouraging me? Who do I become my best self around? Having those moments to check in, reflect, remind yourself is a huge tip that I want to give you for 2024 as you progress through the year. It's something that is immensely important because you can set yourself up now, but having those little pivotal breakthrough moments to remind yourself of where you're going was fundamental for me for 2023 and something that highly recommend. Okay, the final way that I slayed 2023 and that you can slay 2024, and then we're going to get into some actual real practical tips and tools for you guys. I'm really going to break it down. I'm going to give you my exact how-to, the full recipe of what I do to set myself up for the year. So, but my last tip is, I want you to 100% picture the person that you want to become. How do they think? How do they dress? How do they speak? How would they behave this morning when you're sitting in traffic? How would they brush their teeth? Would they have a certain toothbrush? How would they maneuver through the world? If there's something you want, like you want to be in love, you want your dream job, what does the version of you that has that thing, who are they? What do they do? What are they doing differently from you? Get clear on that. If I was to sit you down at the end of 2024 and interview you, and you were to show up as your absolute highest best self, what would you be saying to me? What would you be doing? You say, Cass, I've done this, I focus on that, blah, 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 blah. Where are you lacking? You know, where are you spending time and energy and resource and money and love that they wouldn't be? Where are they reprioritizing? And it's a little bit of a woo-woo question. Might involve you sitting down and then writing out on a piece of paper. But look at the shifts that you would need to make. And I am not kidding. Start shifting into that person immediately. Okay? And it's not to say the version of you now isn't great, but our brains are a machine of the past. They're designed to keep us safe. Your brain is programmed from when you're 0 to 7 years old with your parenting, and a lot of us are running narrative and scripts. This is science, this is psychology, by the way, inner child work, shadow work. A lot of us are running scripts that aren't even ours, that are fear-based, that are scarcity-based. A lot of us don't believe that we can do things simply because of what the world has mirrored to us. It's not our authentic belief. So get as close to your authentic self as you can. Get as close to your heart as you can. Get as close to your truth as you can. And give yourself permission to become the person that you were always on earth to be. Let that be a goal for 2024. This is the year that I allow myself to be myself. Because when you are being yourself, when you're your authentic self, when you're in the most alignment, when you let go of everything you think you should have and you start to embody everything that you actually are, that's when you're going to find the most flow in your life ever. That's when like the kismet, crazy, ridiculous, magnetic shit comes in, dude. I'm not even kidding. Like that is when you meet people out of the blue. That's when you fall in love out of nowhere. That's when the right things find you. Opportunity finds you. Someone says something, it leads you down a different rabbit hole. You know, surrender yourself to the universe, to God. Surrender your idea of what your life should be, and like let your soul speak to you. Give yourself the grace and the space to actually have a moment, whether that's meditating or journaling or just going on a walk, and like actually ask yourself, who am I here to be? And what am I here to do? And what am I here to give back? And how am I here to help people? And what is my purpose on earth? What's my intention? Because without intention, without purpose, without these things, you will feel lost. And I think that's a great goal for all of us in 2024. Something that I'm going to be doing is embodying my real essence, you know? And I'm such a bit, like, I'm materialistic as fuck. Like, if you're talking to me about my higher self, I'm like, what's her outfit? You know, that's where I first go. I'm like, what's her handbag? So like, if that means that your higher self has a different bedroom and cleaner sheets or white sheets, you've got pink sheets, or you want to, you know, paint something or change your haircut or whatever, do whatever you got to do. Like, let yourself fully, you're like an orchid. Like, I've got a beautiful orchid. My friend Esther sent it to me. It's sitting here next to me and the flowers are dying, but orchid flowers are supposed to die and then you replant the orchid and it reblooms. Give yourself permission to rebloom. Like, be okay with whatever season of life that is ending to end, and let yourself become a new plant. Let your leaves go, let your petals go, let yourself fall and rise. And I think it's such an incredible time of year to reflect on that and to get clear on that. Like, what better time than the beginning of a year to, you know, dream up your new self? And if you know me, you know New Year's is my favorite night of the year, and I always say it's the one night that anything can happen. And I always kind of think that it's the one night of the year you get to pick who you're going to be for this entire new chapter, which is so special. So that's my final point. And now let's get into some tools. Okay, this is like the real practical, tangible stuff. So what this is, what my exact routine and my exact formula for how I set myself up, set yourself up for success portion of the podcast. Okay, so the first thing you're going to do is you're going to reflect on 2023. So these are some questions for you to reflect on 2023. These are the exact ones I did this year. Okay, the first one you're going to do is rate your year. Rate your year. Scale of 1 to 10 and give me a reason why you have given it this rating. Obviously, you're going to want to pause the podcast, come back to this later, write this down, yada yada. For the record, I gave myself a 9 because it's the most out of my comfort zone I've ever been. Next question, what beliefs do you hold now that you didn't a year ago? Mine are that I'm my best self when I'm my most authentic self, and I am worthy of the deepest quality love, and great things are coming. What was the most defining thing from the past year? What was the most defining thing from 2023 for you? Mine was being in my relationship and falling in love, hands down. Definitely the most defining thing of 2023 for me. Okay, next question. What risks have you taken? What risks have you taken? Next question. What was your favorite moment of the year? You can write a few. It's a really hard question. Lauren and I were struggling with that. Write a few, but your favorite moments of the year. Next question, what hardships did you go through in 2023? What hardships did you go through in 2023? This next question is a really good one. What did you need more of this year that you didn't get that you want to have in 2024? What do you need more of? And to round it out, what was the number one lesson you learnt in 2023? Okay, so that was my 2023 reflection. Those are the exact questions I asked Lauren and that we answered. Feel free to do that with a friend, bounce them round. They're just some journal prompts. Okay, so flowing straight on. The basics of what you're going to do to set yourself up for 2024. I want you to pick a word of the year. Everyone's going to be like fucking laughing at me, like my friends, because I always ask everyone, like, what is your word of the year? So pick a word of the year. What is your word of the year? And so my word of the year this year, I'll share with you, is action. My word of the year last year was purpose. And this is a practice I absolutely love because it's just something to hold on to when we're in that zone that we were talking about, when things get murky and mucky. It's just something that you can hold on to throughout the entire year that I could come back to and I could think, is this my purpose? What's my purpose behind this? What's my reasoning behind this? What's my intention behind this? That was really important for me this year and this past year, sorry, 2023. And this year it's all about action. Taking action. And if you have a few words and you're playing with a few words, you know, I have a note in my phone. I've got 2019, 2020, 21, 21, 22, 23, 24, and then I actually have 2025. So I have words that I've kind of are circling for me currently, but I don't quite feel ready to embody them. And I put them in for 2025 so I can remember them at the end of when I get to the end of the year. It's actually really funny because I'd written action for 2024 at the beginning of last year and I'd forgotten. And I said to Lauren, I was like, I think my word of the year is action. And I opened the notes and I was like, holy shit, it was the first word I suggested for myself last year. So your soul kind of knows where you're going, which I really like. Try to make it a word that this isn't a word that other people are going to see. You're not communicating this. It doesn't need to look pretty. It doesn't need to be like the most interesting word. It's a word that means something for you. Okay, that's the most important thing. So pick something that really resonates for you, that feels really good. You're also going to create a mantra of the year. So my mantra for 2023 was, this is the year that everything changes. And my mantra for 2024 is, my time is now. And I would say to myself, this is the year that everything changes all the time. Oh my God. In 2023, I'd say it to myself like all the time. And I honestly feel like I just held the energy of that statement so much. And I just gave myself permission to fully change. And I changed so much last year. Like, that's the most change I think I've ever had in my life. Like, I'm living in this new place, new relationship, like new body, just like everything. And I really invited that energy of change in. And so this year I'm really going like, my time is now, taking action, harnessing, like literally I just vision myself like grabbing the reins and like going for what I want, because I think I've been kind of stalling on what I want for a while. And now is the time to actually be quite decisive. That's the energy behind both of those for me, is like decision making. So pick your mantra of the year, word of the year, mantra of the year. And you're going to take those and you're going to put them on, dun, 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 your vision board. Let's get into it. I think this is so controversial. I think there are vision boards that are so bullshit. I think if you're just putting a bunch of hot naked girls and making them too aesthetic, it's not going to do jack fucking shit for you. I'm going to be honest. Here's how I did my vision board last year. This is the most successful vision board I've ever had by a country mile. Break that bitch down. So you don't want too much of one thing. So you're going to have gym, health and fitness, career slash job, money and finance, friends and family, romantic relationships, travel, fun and hobbies, and self growth and spirituality, learning, you and you. So break them into those categories. Make sure you're getting images that actually really speak to you. I would also highly recommend, like, even editing images. Like, if you want to buy a house, literally go on Canva and manipulate a photo so it looks like you're standing in front of a sold sign. Whatever you can do to see yourself in those photos better is what you need to be doing. So like for me, I really want a book deal. That means I'm literally cutting out logos of the publishers that I want and putting it on a board. It doesn't mean I'm just putting like a picture of like beige books that go with the beige coffee and the beige. Like, I love the aesthetic girlies. I'm so not trying to come for you. I'm going for results. I'm going for real. And at the end of the day, all my dreams aren't going to be the same color. Let's just be real. So anything that you can do to make it more you, I highly recommend. I also recommend not cluttering it, keeping it really clear, really simple, breaking it into those different sections. I'll do a TikTok on this so you can actually see visually what I mean, because it's quite hard to explain. But I also really recommend having some words on there, like words and quotes, even lyrics. I have quite a lot of lyrics on my last one that really inspire you, even like a quote or a word that inspires you in each section. So your gym section, travel section, blah, blah, blah. You need to have this vision board all year. Like, I had my 2023 one all fucking year. And even to the extent, I was looking at it and I was like, oh, ha, I didn't go to Paris. I really wanted to go to Paris this year. And I was like, wait a second. I fucking have a flight to Europe booked for Ria's, my close friend of mine, Ria's wedding next year. And I fly in and out of Paris. And I was like, holy fuck, that actually happened. Like, just because I didn't go this year doesn't mean it didn't happen. Like, things happen in the craziest ways. So this is going to be your constant reminder. This is something I want you to look at morning and night. It's something I don't want you to do anything necessarily with it. You can meditate on it. I did that for quite a bit actually, but it's going to act as that reminder, right? That target. It's literally like putting a massive target in front of your face. That's how I want you to see it. And you're aiming your bow at it. That is what a vision board is. And it's not some woo-woo magic. It's actually just a version of, like Lauren said, if you pick a target, you'll probably hit it. Have your word of the year in there. Have your mantra of the year in there. Have a really well thought through vision board that literally just excites you. I want you to literally be excited. I want you to see yourself in it. That's the whole point. Okay? For your goals, we've kind of gone over this, but essentially simplifying, One thing you can do this year is theme of the month. I actually saw that on TikTok. I really liked it. So like pick a theme for each month. So you could break your goals down into that. Lauren and I were talking about that. Like you kind of have January for fitness, like choose like February for business, March for saving, April for travel. So theming your months is a really cool concept. That's something that I like. That's something I'll possibly be doing for 2024. Kind of has that same success as something of 75 hard, where you sort of fully focus on one thing. But like I would really highly recommend you simplifying your goals, pick five top ones, and then break down the action steps of how you're going to get there, right? So saving a certain amount to go to Europe, finishing a creative project, traveling to a certain place, hitting a goal weight, hitting a certain amount on your squat, something like that, and then break that into actionable steps that you can achieve each week, that you can track, that you can write in your journal, take progress photos, get really clear on how you're going to get there, and give yourself the gift of time to achieve them. But those that like process of one theme per month is actually something that I kind of like. But yeah, that's basically how I do it, is I have my word of the year, I have my mantra of the year, I have my vision board, I have my top goals, I have my five, six, seven things I'm working on. I've broken them down into little steps of how I'm going to get there, and then I make sure I track myself to achieve them. That is literally essentially the formula for a successful year. I think overall the top thing I want to tell you is how capable you are of achieving exactly what you want, regardless of the circumstance you're in, what you're around, who you're around, what you've been through, your past, even whatever's in your future. You have the complete ability to change your course if you wish, to brighten up your world, to become your best self, to turn the dial up on your life, to speak up, to step into your magic. You can achieve absolutely anything you want to. Don't let anyone tell you any differently. Get rid of the noise, get rid of the clutter, get rid of distractions, of gossip, of things that, you know, crowd your heart and your head and that kind of muck up your world. Become clear on what's keeping you low vibe, and commit your life to the things that make you feel like your absolute best. Mark my words, the best will find you. Like, hands down, that's what happened to me. And I have full faith that it will happen to anyone who repetitively chooses the things that are in their best intention. Just make sure that you have a loving heart, a loving head, like a great heart, like you're coming from a good place. You want to love people. Having good intentions, I think it shines so brightly in someone's energy when they're just wholeheartedly a good person. So to slay 2024, I think getting as close as you possibly can to your most authentic you and most loving self, which I have full faith that you can all do, is what's going to bring you the most reward. So that is a little insight on some tips and tricks that I have, things I've used, things I do to set myself up for success. And I hope it was some help, and I hope you took away something good from it. So all my love, I'll talk to you soon. I'll talk to you next fucking week, because that's my goal. I love you, bye.